leader!
Order, order.
As you know, we reduced the official cash rate by 25 basis points to 2.75%.
Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler briefing the Finance and Expenditure Committee on his announcement earlier in the day of a drop in the official cash rate, or OCR, which effectively sets banking interest rates.
A reduction in the OCR is warranted by the softening in the economy and the need to keep future average inflation near the 2% target midpoint. At this stage, some further easing in the OCR seems likely. This will depend on the emerging flow of economic data.
Graham Wheeler also warned the committee of the effect of rising house prices in Auckland.
The house price to income ratio for Auckland is at 9. It's twice that for the rest of the country. And a ratio of 9 puts you in the top 10 most expensive cities in the world. So this is just dangerous territory.
The Reserve Bank Governor's comments on Auckland housing were later the subject of questions in the chamber from Labor's finance spokesman Grant Robertson to his government counterpart.
Does he stand by his statement that the government has left nothing undone to tackle skyrocketing house prices in Auckland, given the Reserve Bank Governor's call today for more to be done to address the lack of supply in the Auckland housing market?
Stepping in for Finance Minister Bill English was Associate Minister Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, if the Member's been paying attention, the Government is working very hard on the Auckland housing market.
That drew this further question from Grant Robertson.
In light of that answer, was the Reserve Bank Governor wrong when he told the Finance and Expenditure Select Committee less than an hour ago that the Auckland housing market is in dangerous territory?
Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, not necessarily at all. And I think it is important for people to understand, if they're buying houses, that actually you can pay too much for a house. And there are risks, because although interest rates are very low at the moment, they don't stay low forever, and people generally stay paying off their houses for a very long time. So I think it is appropriate for the Reserve Bank Governor to make comments about housing prices in Auckland, because people don't want to make the decisions to pay too much.
Later, Green Party finance spokeswoman Julianne Genter questioned the value of having the official cash rate set by a single Reserve Bank governor.
Does he agree with the Treasury's advice to him that said, quote, the current single decision-maker approach poses risks, and that, quote, on balance, we think there would be benefits to moving towards a monetary policy committee in the future?
That question was again fielded by Stephen Joyce, who said he had read the Treasury's advice.
But it is important to note that the New Zealand system has served us very well, I think, over the last 26-odd years.
Back in the committee meeting, Graham Wheeler was quick to point out to Ms Genter that the setting of the official cash rate wasn't his decision alone and was informed by a committee.
So in the end, the decision gets taken by the four governors meeting in a committee, another committee from the separately from the 13. Now, as I said this morning, there hasn't been one example in more than 10 years that I'm aware of, not one example of a decision being taken that was not the majority decision of the 13 that gave advice to the governor or the governing committee. That's how we do it.
Reserve Bank Governor Graham Wheeler explaining the process for the setting of the official cash rate to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. And elsewhere in the committee rooms, the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee was briefed on the current situation for refugees in New Zealand in light of the Syrian refugee crisis in Europe, and heard from refugee advocate Tracy Barnett.
The truth is, when our government now says we have no capacity, what you really mean is that you aren't willing to build the capacity. Change that reality and make sure you match your commitment to raising the quota permanently with funding to a sector that has suffered from decades of neglect.
Ms. Barnett called on Parliament to make a substantial change to the country's refugee regime.
You have the incredible privilege to determine what actions will define us. I can't think of a more noble, more clearly humanitarian, moral imperative we can be proud of than that.
Refugee advocate Tracy Barnett speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee. Back in the chamber, following question time, two tax bills relating to the enforcement of tax on property investors and the tracking of offshore property buyers passed their final readings. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.